a tale of two halves, Matt, against FC United today, drawing 3-3.
Yeah, disappointing first half from our perspective, our point of view. Maybe that slightly was my fault. The pitch was great. I wanted to play football. I always want to play football, get out from the back and play and cause them problems. It didn't work. We were causing our own problems, really. Mislaid passes, overplaying at times, even when we were in threatening positions, corners, and they weren't of great quality, and they were breaking on us. And the first two goals were very sloppy. You've got to hold your hands up for the third goal. It was a great strike, and that can happen, but the first two were especially disappointing. And going in 3-0 down, there were some harsh words said at half time.
So changes needed to be made, and you made them.
Yeah, no, with no pointing the finger at anybody, because they were all poor. We changed the system. We went to four and played three up top and three in the midfield. Put Robbie McDade, who was fantastic when he came on. And I says, you get a goal, they'll start worrying. And we got one early, which was great for us. And, it was all one-way traffic after that. And all credit to the boys. I mean, I said to them, they've got to be mentally strong for these last 15 games. They weren't in the first half, but in that second half, they showed me what they've been about all season. And I'm immensely proud of them.
Marcus Carver got the goal straight after the restart. Was that the ideal opportunity to kick on and cause problems?
Well, that's what we did. And we were in their faces. I just said, we're going to be a little bit more direct. We're going to be a little bit more physical. We're going to be in their faces and play that way. And it worked for us in the second half. And I says, each and every one of you has to stand up and show how mentally tough you are. How strong are you? How strong are you in the second half? First half's gone now. It wasn't good enough. Second half, how strong are you? And they showed me how strong they were. They are a strong unit and they are a team. They were fantastic.
Superb turn and touch and finish from Robbie as well.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He was a thorn in their side. He caused them all kinds of problems. But Jack Sampson, outstanding again, on the score sheet again. And he works tirelessly, holds the ball up well, his touch is great, he's a clever player. But second half performance from the team shows how strong we are. I had to take Andy Teague off, no fault of his, it could have been anybody. I took Andy Teague off, but he was rallying the troops in there as well, which is all credit to the spirit of the camp, that he was asking them to keep driving and driving them on, which is great, which is a great character. He is a fantastic asset to us, Teague, and shame he had to come off, but he kept the lads bubbling around and the spirit and the endeavour and the drive that he has helped us to get that victory as well.
Talking point would be the red card from the goalkeeper. Did you see it was off the ball?
Well, I saw that it was throwing a punch. I didn't realise he'd blown for a foul, and if the ball's still in play, it's a penalty. But he said he'd blown for a foul. I think Josh had fouled the keeper first, and then he'd lashed out the keeper. And if you throw a punch, you're obviously going to get sent off. But in terms of balance of play, I think we deserve to get the draw at the end of the day after that performance in the second half. I'm overwhelmed with them.
Like I say, you put Roscoe on, and ultimately the ball landed in the net. Didn't matter who got on top.
It didn't. I think that they were all drawn to Roscoe because of his size and his presence. We put him on, throwing him up top, caused problems. They all got drawn towards Roscoe, and it left somebody free at the far post and nodded it in. And like I say, it was fantastic. But what they deserved, I mean, they showed such character. First half it was disappointing, and we were all disappointed. But to come back from 3-0 down, away from home at FC United, and draw 3-3. And results have gone for us, a lot of results have gone for us. So we could have pulled away a little bit, but having said that, 3-0 down, poor first half, outstanding second half.
Ultimately, did it feel like a victory?
I just feel immensely proud. I was gutted at half time. I was thinking, are they strong? Are they mentally tough? They answered me.
Boston United now, Tuesday, we'll be going there. Tails up, ready for another battle.
We've got to go. I mean, still confident, full of confidence, showing what we can achieve. Backs against the wall, 3-0 down. Look what we can achieve. So we'll go there. Hopefully, it won't be called off this time, but we'll go there and hopefully, we'll get back to winning ways.